Scholastic Audio presents Riptide by Kat Foss. Read by Keith Knobs. Chapter 1. Easing back on the throttle, I slowed the submarine's speed. The light-streaked ocean around us seemed vast and empty, but I knew better. We were heading into the biggest trash vortex in the Atlantic. A piece of history could broadside us at any time. Sure enough, a shape swirled out of the darkness, glimmering in the sub's headbeams. Gemma leaned into the viewport. "A bicycle," she said with amazement. "Just like in old photos." "That means we're almost there," I told her. "We're hiding a wagon full of crops in the open ocean? In the middle of the trash gyre," I explained. "Genius, right?" I checked the rear monitor to make sure the sealed wagon was still hitched to the back of our sub. "No one ever comes in here." She shot me a knowing look. "For good reason, I'll bet." "Divers worry about getting crushed, do they?" she asked, a smile hovering on her lips. "But I've explored the vortex plenty, and I'm still alive." "Ty, please don't take this the wrong way." Flipping back her long hair, she tugged a life preserver out from under her seat. While she fastened the vest, I tilted the cruiser into a steep descent. With its barrel-shaped body mounted on twin thermal engines, the sub had enough heft to plow through the floating debris. I, however, was not so hardy. The sight of so much trash always hollowed out my gut. At 50 feet down, it was just small objects gliding by. A headless doll, plastic bags, soda cans, and fishermen's nets. Though abandoned, the nets were as effective as ever at trapping creatures.